This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil joins us live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline. Two of Silicon Valley's top CEOs may be to thank for President Trump's decision to call off a weekend immigration crackdown planned for San Francisco this weekend. Phil, what are you hearing?
Well, what we're hearing is, and this is out of the president's office and as well as the mayor's office and around, is that a couple of the big tech guys in San Francisco, Jensen Huang, who's NVIDIA, very well known, and Marc Benioff of Salesforce, called up the president and talked to him and said, look, at this time, this isn't the best thing for San Francisco. San Francisco's a tech leader. It's got a world-class reputation. The mayor there is working hard to try to clean things up. It's not a time to come in with a deployment. Now, it's interesting because the reason that the president was talking about or sent the initial deployment into the area was because Marc Benioff said that he was saying that it might be a good idea to send the military in to help the police in San Francisco. He quickly backtracked on that, and now he made the call to help, keep them from going. So this is a classic case of, like, it's not what you know, but who you know to get something done.
Well, that's exactly right. But you have said before that this president has a transactional nature. So what is the give and take here?
Well, there's a lot of campaign money that's gone his way from these guys. There's a lot of support that they have. There's tech. There's a lot of different reasons for it. You know, when Dan Lurie ran for mayor of San Francisco, he had no government experience, but he had an extensive background as head of a nonprofit called Tipping Point that helped out in the Bay Area. And the Benioffs of the world were in that same sort of group. And he has made good on his promise that I will use my contacts to help the city. As for what goes back and forth between that, it remains to be seen. There's no evidence that Benioff agreed to anything like the mayor of New York did in return for a favor from Trump. There's no evidence of that at all. It's just that Trump does what he wants to do. It's also interesting to note that the president decided to move on San Francisco, not because of anything that was happened, but because of what somebody said. And that same person called back and said, hey, back off or help me out here. And he did. It's a strange way to run a country, I just got to say.
Okay, another question. So San Francisco, I guess, is spared for now, the pause, what have you. But those ICE agents are there. Where are they going? Are they going to San Jose? Are they going to go to Oakland? It's not the Bay Area. It's San Francisco.
Right. Well, initially they said it was going to be, I was told that they were going to be there for the surge in San Francisco and that they could go as far as 45 miles in any direction. That would be San Jose, Oakland as well. I was told today by one law enforcement source that no, that San Francisco was it and that they're not going to be moving and they're going to be moving out. Well, it remains to be seen if that's correct. It remains to be seen how long the president continues on this. But I would say that Daniel Lurie's, in some ways, down, you know, style worked. He did not go after the president tooth and nail when this started. He did, however, say it was a bad move, a wrong move, and he was going to do everything he could to uphold San Francisco's sanctuary city values. But Gavin Newsom, I think, was looking for a little more of a broader statement. And so he's out there, too, going after Trump. It's an interesting dynamic. They could show up in L.A. They could show up anywhere. But right now, what I think the mayor was really clear on was that if they went to San Francisco, he expected people to behave peacefully around them. And that was going to be a real challenge to keep things from escalating. So right now, they either take the sigh of relief, they'll take it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.